the St. Luke's Health Northwest Thunder at home for round two of NBL 1 Saturday night at Oliver's Bakery and Cafe Stadium in Olvey. And his marketing and sponsorship and what else do you do at the Thunder, Rolly?
A fair bit, but there's more volunteers in the club that do more than me, so I'm pretty thankful of that.
Yeah, so great to have the basketball back for a start, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Obviously, last year when Sam Armstrong was the coach and we announced St. Luke's as our new major sponsor, we had a lot of momentum in that group, and we had to have hit the pause button, so to speak, and take a year off. So, yeah, it is fantastic to be able to deliver events like this to the Northwest Coast.
Indeed. Okay, Saturday night, taking on the Ballarat Miners. Well, firstly, actually, a great win for round one last week. Always good to get one against the Chargers.
Always good, especially after Stewie's comments about Sidenes, which was a little bit disappointing for us.
Now, what did he say about Sidenes?
Oh, I guess he feels like there's players down there of Sire's age that should be in, should have been considered. And
really?
We need to have, Jack Jumpers need buy-in from the entire state to be sustainable and successful, and that's their model. And, you know, Stewie's regionalised it a little bit and probably been a bit critical of him, but I feel like he's regionalised it a little bit, and I think that the intent was to try to stir up a, you know, stir up a rivalry again, and that day's probably over as far as trying to motivate people to play well in NBL 1. If you have to get on the media and do those things these days, and you're kind of...
Well, he got on it last night again on the TV. Did you see him last night?
No, I didn't, mate.
Okay, here's what he said last night, because my ears pricked up. I thought, I don't, you know, Stewie does stir it up and, you know, encourages bums on seats and promotes a bit of controversy between the two teams. But he, because the Chargers have got to play the Miners as well, right?
Yep.
And he said it'll be a tougher opposition than what we got last week from the Thunder. Words to those effect. And I'm like, hang on, mate, you lost.
Yeah, probably. I think we'll leave Stewie. I don't want Stewie taking up our interview. But
No, fair enough. Yeah, let's leave it there.
I know what you mean. It's just disappointing. It's probably an uneducated comment that he made about Sy. Sy's been an outstanding young man through all the junior ranks throughout his career and representing Australia currently. So to have a guy like that in the Jack Jumpers, I think it's a great signing by the Jack Jumpers and Scott Ross and also Simon Brookhouse as the CEO. It's an outstanding signing. And the guys down Hobart, I wish them all the best. Like, you just got to embrace the grind and put your name forward, and that's what Sy's done. And he's certainly one of the best kicks in the state. It's a natural signing for me. But anyway.
Very good. Yeah, good luck to Sy. All right, so and a local group. No, as Nick put it, we haven't got any rock stars, bunch of local guys. But from what I've noticed at the season launch, there's a really good vibe about the team.
Yeah, there is. I guess what I've kind of got a different view of the rock star thing, but Nick's the coach, he sees them more firsthand than probably what I do on a regular basis. But, you know, we've got Kyle Clark coming back from St. Mary's University, played Div 1. You know, Mason Bragg's played NBL for Perth Wildcats. That's an outstanding junior talent, and we're very lucky to have... You go on these cycles, and we've got these amazing local talent, Sia Deans and Taryn Armstrongs, and they're outstanding to watch. And I guess what Nick's trying to say is we can't throw the ball to any individual and say, go and win our game on a consistent basis. That's kind of what the rockstar thing is about, I think. So winning early games will be really important, and it's good to take care of Hobart and move on. And as the NBL winds up, they'll be some of the talent and the players who want to play from the NBL will become recruitment gold nuggets. So, and then teams will strengthen up on those back half of the year, is my best guess. So winning these important games will be, these early games will be really important.
Indeed, and you've got to win at home. So Saturday night, 7:30 tip-off at Oliver's Bakery and Cafe Stadium. Now, because of COVID restrictions, which will only affect the Thunder for this week, because when we get to May, then it'll be full house. So we are restricted to numbers, I think, to about 600, I think, on Saturday. I think that's about
it. Yeah, I don't know. It sounds about right, which is still a good number.
Still a good number, yeah. But
when you factor in officials, players, sponsors, Like all our sponsor big boxes have been sold and been well supported by Northwest Coast. And yeah, so you may be disappointed. Certainly don't show up without a ticket on the night, Saturday night, because you're going to be disappointed. You need to jump online on the NBL One or the Thunder Facebook page to buy the tickets online, and that will tell you. If you get a ticket off that, you'll get in. But if you if you expect to show up like you have done previously and get in, you won't. You'll be disappointed, unfortunately.
Yes, indeed. And new entry and exit. So you enter by the far end of the stadium, so it's all one-way traffic. So you come in one entrance, and then you go out through the front entrance, normal entrance exit point. So that's the way you do it Saturday night. Ballarat Miners, a couple of NBL players.
Yeah, NBL experience for sure, with Matt Kenyon, Daniel Joyce, the basketball guys will know. Sam Short's a great player as well, and they've got obviously the Sudanese young man, Deng Akuth, who's he's going to be very good as well. So I'm looking forward to the matchup between him and Paul Campbell. I think they have similar attributes, so that would be good. Matt Kenyon and Sam Short, and like I said, Daniel Joyce will match up well with Mason and Taryn and Sires and of the team. So there's some really nice individual matchups amongst the game. I'm really excited about having a look at.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, very exciting. Can't wait for Saturday night. Thanks, Rowley. See you there.
Thanks, Darren. Have a good day.